पापानां शान्तानां वीतरागिनां मुमुक्षूनामपेक्षोऽयम् आत्मबोधो विधीयते.
इन वर्स नंबर 52 शंकराचार्य जी से उपाधिस्थोपि तद्धर्मै अलिप्तो व्योमवन्मुनि सर्वविन्मुहु वित्तिष्ठेत असक्तो वायुवच्चरेत. He is Jeevan Mukta, but still he is with the Upadhi. Jeevan Mukti doesn't mean that the Upadhi, the gross body or the subtle body will drop. Body will continue, but he is with the Upadhi Stopi. Still he is with the Upadhi, a Jeevan Mukta, but tad dharmai alipta. But the dharma of that Upadhi, he is unattached. What is the dharma of Upadhi? What is the dharma of Annamaya Kosha? What is the dharma of Pranamaya? Anger. What is the dharma of Manamaya? Sukh and Dukh. What is the dharma of Vijnanamaya? Karta and Bhokta. What is the dharma of Anandamaya? Priya Mod Pramod. तद धर्म अलिप्ता. Then he has given two examples. One is the space, another is the air. What is the specificities of space? It has got no form. Space has got no form. Space is not attached. So many things are happening in the space, it is not attached to anything. Nothing can taint space. Nothing can taint space. And it accommodates all. It accommodates all. And Jnani is compared with that space. Jnani is also large-hearted. Why is he large-hearted? Because there is no likes and dislikes. Where are these likes and dislikes? It is in the vasana. Why there is no vasana? Because he is already realized. Vasana means ajnan. A realized person has got no vasana. What is the specialty of this likes and dislike? It makes a man limited, a narrow-minded. But jnani is broad-minded. Why broad-minded? No rag-dvesh. But ignorant becomes limited because of rag and dvesh. And Paramatma is infinite. So we also have to expand ourselves. How do we expand ourselves? That is said, man ki thaili badi karo. Broaden your mind. How? At this point of time, we are thinking about our own self. We are not interested even in the family. Broaden, thoda sa bada karo. Then after that, think about the society, think about the state, think about the nation, think about the universe. This way you have to expand. So Jnani expands that way. And what is this air? Air is Jnani moves like air. You cannot control his movement, although many people try to do it. But you cannot control his movement. Shankaracharya, Vasudev Maharaj, gave the knowledge to the Parikshit and moved on. 7 days stayed at one place. Gurudev used to do Jnani Yagya. Next day, chalo. And after that, he will not look and see what happened to Yamunotris. Katam. Not attached at all. Vayu Vacharit. Then what happens to his body? It's a according to the prarabdha, it will continue. He will act in the world according to his prarabdha. So Jeevan Mukta lives even after realization. His body will stay till the prarabdha is there. When the prarabdha drops, what happens after that? Then the next verse it says, Upadhi bilayat Vishnu nirvisesam visen muni jale jalam vyad vyomni tejas tejasi vayatha. Upadhi bilayat. How many upadhis are there? Gross body, subtle body and? Causal body is destroyed the moment he becomes jnani. But the subtle body and the gross body will remain. It will continue. Now upadhi bilayat, when this will drop? When this gross body, subtle body will drop? After the prarabdha chay. According to the prarabdha, fruit of action will come. And the body will enjoy or suffer. Gross body and subtle body will enjoy and suffer. Then what happens after that? It is said he gets the Mahasamadhi. Have you heard this word? Mahasamadhi. While living, he was in Samadhi. Why Samadhi? Because he is already realized, he is reveling in the Brahman. But reveling in the Brahman with a form. Jivan Mukti is reveling in Brahman, but he has got a form. But what is this Mahasamadhi? He is in Brahman, he has become Brahman, but no form. This is Mahasamadhi. The difference between Samadhi and Mahasamadhi? Mahasamadhi is without form. You will not be able to see his form now. Upadhi Bilayat Vishnu. It is called the Videha Mukti after that. Kaivalya Mukti or Videha Mukti. First was the Jivan Mukti. While living, he was liberated. When the body drops, we call it Videha Mukti. Now there is the Deha also is not there. It's a Kaivalya. Kaivalya means the only that Brahman is there. Kaivalya Mukti. What happens to this gross body and subtle body? Gross body is made of Panchikrit Pancha Mahabhut. Goes back to Panchikrit Pancha Mahabhut. What happens to the subtle body? Apanchikrit Pancha Mahabhut goes back to Apanchikrit Pancha Mahabhut. What happened to the karma? Sat karma janyam, both gross body and subtle body is made of karma because of the actions. What happens to those actions? His actions are all gone. The moment he becomes Brahman, he knows that he is akarta. And he was never akarta in past also. So whatever actions he has done in the past, no more fructification of that. And whatever actions he is doing now, pap and punya, is taken by the people who praise him or who criticize him. If you serve the realized master, you get his punya. If you criticize, if you hurt him, harm him, there are people. They hurt, they harm, they criticize. The Mahatma says, okay, you don't want to praise me, serve me, very good. So why are you criticizing, harming, hurting? You are taking paap. Don't take my paap. At least don't do that. Then both these upadhis are gone. Jnani merges in Vishnu, nirvises. Now there is no visheshta. We all have now visheshtas. The gross body is the vishesh, speciality. Now he is without the body. Merged into Vishnu, merged into the Brahman. After merging, now there is no varna. You can't say he was Kshatriya, he was Brahman, or what is his gotra. You can't say relatives. All relatives are related to this body, gross body. No relations. Even you cannot say him, he was a sannyasi or yogi. Nothing can be said. While living, you can say. But he has got no ego. He has got no ego. So all the difference are because of the knowledge. And about the jnanis. In case of jnani, we have seen there is a change in the personality and the personality ends. There is no carrot forward to the next life. But in the case of a jnani, In the case of a jnani thinks I am limited. His personality is limited. The jnani is without ego. A jnani is with ego. After the death of a jnani, his personal identity continues because the subtle body continues. But in the case of Jivan Mukta or Videha Mukta, there is no more carried forward of personality. Khatam. That is the difference between jnani and ajnani. And how this identity is merged, it is a jale jalambat. Like the Ganga water goes into the ocean, once it merges into the ocean, can you say this is the Ganga water now? Or if you mix Ganga water and Jamuna water, can you tell after that mixture which one is the Ganga and which one is the Jamuna water? No, we can't say. Similarly, he also merges in that Brahman. Vyad Vyomni, pot space merging into total space. In the total space, you can't say this much is now the pot space. Suppose this building is demolished. The shrine, can you say after that shrine space is this much? No, it is merged into the total space. Tejas Tejasi Vayatha. Suppose we put this Pradeep, na? Sthir Deep, we say. We put a wig and put an oil, and then suppose you are doing fire ritual. You are doing fire ritual. Gayatri Havan. Suppose that wig, burning wig, you put it in the fire. Can you show the identity of the small one into the large one? No. The whole idea is that he is merged with the Brahman. He becomes one with the Brahman. One more thing we have to see. Jnani's causal body is destroyed after the knowledge. But the body continues. Mahatmas give two examples for that. Like the fan we have seen, when we turn it on, it rotates. The moment you turn it off, does it stop immediately? It rotates. Momentum is there. It will continue. Similarly, you are driving on the slope. You don't do here, but in India we cut off the engine to save the petrol. But the car continues. Engine is burnt. Sat. Similarly, even when he is realized, he is one with the Brahman, but the body continues for some time, according to his prarabdha. Now in next three verses, Shankaracharya is emphasizing that one should realize Brahman. And he will be giving many arguments. Why one should realize Brahman? Beautiful argument. Verse number 54.
Yallabhana paro labhah. Yallabhana paro labhah. Yat sukhana param sukham. Yat sukhana param sukham. Yajnana param jnanam, yajnana param jnanam, tad brahmetyavadharayet, tad brahmetyavadharayet, yallabhana paro labhah, yat sukhana param sukham. Yajnana param jnanam, tad brahmetyavadharayet.
Tad brahma iti avadharayet. Realize that Brahman, know that Brahman, experience that Brahman. It should be done. Why it should be done? Yat labhatna paralabha. Labh means gain, profit. But here it means attainment. Yat labhat na para labha. After attaining that Brahman, after that there is nothing more to be attained. That is the last. Sa kastha sa paragati. That is it. That is the last limit. After beyond that, there is nothing else. If somebody says, no, after Brahman, there is Brahman number one. After attaining Brahman, you have to attain Brahman one. After attaining Brahman one, you have to attain Brahman two. No, that is the kastha, that is the limit. After Brahman, there is nothing else. People talk about the gain of the worldly things. I've got so much of dollars, so much of property, so much of vehicle, this and that. But it is said there is nothing more valuable than the knowledge of self. Yat labhat na paro labha. So what is the defect in the labh of the in the empirical world, gaining something? What happens? So it is said in Ramayana, jimi prati labha lobha adhikai. In worldly things you will find that if you attain something, the lobh will come. I want some more. If you have got a house, then you start thinking, if I get a house another in the Switzerland, lobh. I made a decision that I should have at least $1 million and after that I will retire. The moment $1 million comes, lobh, again greed, I should have more, lobh. But in the case of knowledge of self, there is no lobh. This is difference. Once you get the knowledge of self, there will not be any lobh. Either you get something above that, or you will not also have a lobh for getting the things of the world. No lobh for the worldly things also, because all your desires are fulfilled. In Bhagavad Gita also, it is said, yad labdhacha param labham manyate na adhikam tata. There is nothing more to be gained after that. Then in the path 2, it is said, yas sukhatna param sukham. Yas sukham na param sukham. Some talk about the sukh from the weighty. But the knowledge of the self is the param sukh. Beyond that, there is no other sukh. And we have seen in the Taittiriya Upanishad how much is the sukha of this Brahman? One followed by 20 zeros. So much of the. What is one? What is one unit? One unit of the sukha in Taittiriya Upanishad, it is said that if a person is a young, he has studied the scriptures, disciplined, owns the whole earth, the joy which that person gets is one. Person is a young, he has studied all the scriptures, he owns the whole earth. The amount of sukh which he will get is treated as one unit. In comparison to that one unit, the sukh of the Brahman is compared as one followed by 20 zeros. That means infinite sukh he enjoys. Sukh of the OET is always finite. Why sukh of the OET is always finite? Because everything is finite. A finite will give you only finite sukh. It can never give you infinite sukh. But the sukh of Brahman is infinite because Brahman is infinite. Only infinite can give you infinite sukh. So as long as you think, I want to be happy, you are not realized. The moment you say, I don't need anything from the world for my happiness, then you are realized. So long there is an incompleteness, apurnata, we are not realized. That Brahman is Purna. But we don't know. We consider ourselves apurna, incomplete. And to make ourselves complete, we try to expand ourselves. Expand ourselves means I will get one house, two house, three house, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. We are thinking this will make me full. But this can never make me full. Apurnata. Yad jnanatna param jnanam, knowledge of OET, object immersion thought, is always limited, is finite. If you have got the knowledge of computer, you don't have a knowledge of law. If you have got the knowledge of the law, you don't have the knowledge of medicine. It is always finite. It is always changing. Always changing. You are all in the IT sector or in the medicine, you know every day it is changing. Everything is changing continuously. But that knowledge, knowledge of self, never changes. It is eternal. It is eternal. Similarly, how this knowledge happens, knowledge of any objects of the world, of the objective sciences, it happens as a thought in us. Is it not so? If you study physics, chemistry, math, law, how the knowledge is happening? It is happening by way of thought only. And all thoughts are limited. Who is illuminating? The pure conscious. The thought of book comes, and after that I see this, another thought comes. This thought is gone. Another thought comes. Who is illuminating? The pure consciousness is illuminating. So the awareness of the book is for a limited time. Few seconds after I see the chair, then awareness of the chair comes. But which is the pure consciousness of awareness is the Shuddha Brahman, the Chetan. So it is higher. Very good. Now the question comes, why it is said it is highest gain, highest sukh, and highest knowledge? Why it is so said? What is the reason behind it? We think seeing the TV or serial, oh, this is the highest sukh. If you get dollars, highest gain. If I become computer scientist or something, PhD in some subject, we consider ourselves knowledgeable. Is it not so? Sukh, highest jnan, or highest labh. We think that way. Padma Padacharya, one of the disciple of Shankaracharya, he has written a commentary on Atmabodha. And he writes on this one verse, he writes 3 verses. To explain one verse, Padma Padacharya requires 3 verses. He says, Brahma Sarva Atisyatvat Tatastha Lachanena Abhinnam Iti Shloktrayena Aha. Well, 3 things are said here about the labh, about the sukh, and the jnan. Padma Padacharya, he explains in 3 verses. And he has used the word Tatastha Lachanena. How a thing can be defined? In how many ways? Three ways. Very good. Sarup Lakshan in our, what is the definition given in Tattvabodha about that Atman? Stula Sutma Karan Sarir Vyatirikta Pancha Kosati. This is which lachan? That is atad, not negation, by way of negation. Not this. What is Atman? It is not stool sarir. It is not sukshma sarir. It is not karan sarir. It is other than that. It is not stool, sukshma, karan. Oh, that table is not here. It is not panchakosa. It is not Annamaya, it is not Pranamaya, it is not Manomaya, Vijnanamaya and Anandamaya. It is other than this. Then third is Avastha Traya Sakshi. What is that? Which lakshan is that? Tatastha lakshan. What is Tatastha lakshan? Crow on the house. Crow is not the integral part of house. With reference to something, I am indicating a house. Similarly, Avastha Traya are not the integral part of the Satyananda, Sakshi. It comes and goes. Therefore, it is Tatastha. With reference to Jagrat, Swapna and Susupti, I am saying that Sakshi is the Atman, Brahman. And what is the Swarup Lakshan? Satchidananda. So here it is said, it is Tatastha Lakshan. Tatastha Lakshan, with reference to something which is not permanently attached to it, I am referring. So with reference to the worldly sukh, labh and knowledge, I am trying to indicate the sukh, labh and knowledge of that Brahman. With reference to the worldly knowledge, sukh, labh and jnana, I am referring to that. With reference to Avastha-traya, I am referring to Sakshi. So Shankaracharya in verse number 33-34, he has said about the Swarup Lakshan. Nirguno, Niskriyo, Nityo, Nirvikalpo, Niranjana, Nirvikaro, Nirakaro, Nitya Mukto, Osmi Nirmala. These is all Swarup Lakshan. Now here, Tatastha Lakshan. And in verse number 57, he will give Atat Vyavriti Lakshan. The word Atat Vyavriti he will use. So when we study sincerely, we have to find out how Shankaracharya has defined at different places, what are the lakshan he has taken. Padmapadacharya says, Brahma Sachatkar Labhat Apara Labho Na Vidyate. Why? When it is said, there is nothing greater than that gain. Why? It is said, Sarva Labho Namo Atra Eva Antarbhutvat. Antarbhutvat, because all labh are included in it. Antarbhutatvat. In worldly gain, if we get 1 degree of computer science, we don't get the other degree of mechanical engineering or the medicine. They give you only 1 degree, na? But in this case, if you get the Brahma Sachatkar, what will happen? There is no more desire for other things. No desire for other things. But in the case of worldly thing, you will have the desire. I should have now, in case of undergraduate, now I am to graduate. Now I have to do the PhD in that. There is a desire to get more. And that also is limited only. But in the case of once you get it, once you get this Brahman, then there is no other desire. After that, you do a Jivan Mukta doesn't want to become computer scientist or this, a doctor, no? No desire. So Antar Bhutvat, it is included in that. The next question, why are we saying that Brahmananda is a high ananda? Padmapadacharya says, Brahmanandesu Chudranandanam Antardhanam. In Brahmananda, all the small, 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 petty, petty anands are included. Like the anand of $1 is included in a $100 bill. Isn't that so? Similarly, he says it is included there. In Panchadasi, there is a chapter which says, Brahmananda Vishayananda. In the Brahmananda, all the Vishayananda is included. After realizing Brahman, you will not come and say, "Ito cinema ananda nahi mila mere ko." No. You will not come and say that. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, "Yavanartha utpane sarvato samplutodake tavan sarvesu vedesu brahmanasya vijanata." Suppose in a village you are staying and you have got a well in your house. Now there is a flood and your well is also flooded. Now if you want to get water, will you walk up to the well? No. Water is everywhere now. Similarly, this person is also no more interested. Then what is this? Yat sukhat brahma anubhav sukhat aparam sukham nasti. Why there is no sukh greater than the Brahman sukh? It is said, niratisay sukhatvad. Niratisay means it is supreme sukh. It is supreme sukh. It's a homogeneous sukh. There is no degree in that sukh. There is no priya more than pramod there. The sukh we get from the object, emotions and thought, really speaking, that sukh is also projected by that atma sukh only. We are projecting that sukh. And in kindle life we all have seen, when we get sukh, the Gurudev writes, when the desire comes, our mind agitates. At that time, when the agitation of mind is there is no sukh. But when I get the desired object, what happens? I say, no, I am experiencing sukh. What really happened inside the mind? The agitation quieted, that's all. When the agitation quietens, you experience sukh. Ignorant thinks the object gave me sukh. Realized master knows that if the sukh is in the quietening of mind, not in the object of the world. Therefore, he is sukhi, he is happy without the objects of the world also. And we are dukhi with the objects of the world also. We are dukhi with the object of the world also. Nirati says, Tvat. This Atmasukh is not dependent on any object of the world. Without object of the world also, one can be happy. In Chandogya Upanishad, it is said, Yo vai bhumma tat sukham, alpe sukham nasti. Alpe sukham nasti, we all know. We are trying to get sukh from the worldly things which are all finite. Finite means alpa. And our own experience tells us that we never became permanently happy. Therefore, alpe sukham nasti, there is no sukh in the finite thing. So where will I get the infinite sukh? If it is not in the finite, opposite. So scientific. If alpe sukham nasti, so where is the sukh? Bhumau va sukham. That which is infinite will give you sukh. Very good. Therefore, it is said, yas sukhatna param sukham. Yat jnanatna param jnanam. There is no knowledge higher than this knowledge. पद्मपादाचार्य, ब्रह्म साक्षात्कार ज्ञानम अपरम ज्ञानम न अस्ति मोक्ष हेतुत्वात्। वाई देर नो ज्ञान इज मोर सुपीरियर देन दैट, नो अदर नॉलेज कैन गिव यू मोक्ष, इवन इफ यू हैव ए नोबल लॉरिएट कैन यू से यू आर रियलाइज यू आर लिबरेटेड, नो। वी ऑल हैव गॉट द प्रोफेशनल डिग्री, कैन यू से यू आर लिबरेटेड? But if you get this degree, therefore Padmapadacharya says, it is superior from all knowledge. All knowledge can never give you liberation. This knowledge will give you liberation. Therefore, moksha hetutvat, it is will give you moksha. Therefore, this knowledge should be taken. Tad brahma avadharet. It is the greatest attainment, greatest sukh, and greatest knowledge. Why it is greatest attainment? Antarbhutatvat. Why greatest sukh? Niratishay sukhatvat. Niratishay, exceedingly high, one followed by 20 zeros. Highest sukh, highest jnan. Why highest jnan? Moksha. It will give you liberation. No other knowledge of the world will give you liberation. Therefore, in this life, O Ajnani, please realize, attain this Brahma. Why you are running after this petty attainments, petty sukh, petty knowledge? In America, I find all these things. People run to evening college to update their knowledge, you know. Fifty-five, sixty years. I know one of my relatives was a professor in the college. In the evening also again going to the, why are you going? You are a professor, why are you going? No. Keep the knowledge update. But these people don't have got the subtle buddhi. It is a bad investment there. Save that time, put it in this. Moksha hetutvat. Do you all also go to the evening college? So whatever Padmapadacharya is saying, is it right?
Yes.
Are you convinced that this knowledge will give you liberation? Should we not try for this knowledge?
Sure.
Where will I get it? Who has to come?
Who has to come?
For all other knowledge, you have to pay a lot of money. People borrow and study here. I pity their life, the children's life. Those who are studying medicine, specialties, they borrow, take loan. After that prime of the life, they go on repaying. Everything is all credit here. Take a car, take a house, take a degree, and then after like a slave, you go on paying. You have got no choice. But still people don't come for this liberating knowledge which is being given free. Chalo.
पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरि ओम। श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः।
On Monday, we are going for 8 weeks to India. So Atmabodh will continue after we come back. Dhiranji will be taking teacher's class. He will take some other text. Most probably, Forgive Me. You attend that?
Forgive Me.
Yeah, a small text. Few verses are there. Chama Prarthana. It's a good text. Yeah, same time we will take. We will be back in 8 weeks, in the mid-March. We are coming back on the 14th March. No, Dhiran will do.
We will come back on
14th. Yeah, Ram Navami we are here. Ram Navami is 17, 18 somewhere? Something like that, yeah.
Third week.
We are here in the Ram Navami. So after Ram Navami,